Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
I know I've been there. Nobody's encouraging you, but you have to remember what God has done for you in the past. Now, there's this story that was told, just to give you an example. I don't know if it's true or not, but it shows an important aspect that I wanted to bring out. It was this lady. She was walking in she was going home from work, and she was walking in this alley, and she ran across a man just waiting in the alley. And then she began to pray and say, "Lord God, protect me." I probably would have went the other way, but she kept walking and walked past the guy. Well, later on the news, she saw that somebody got hurt going through that same alley. And then they said, if you have any information about this case, come down to the police station. So, doing her civic duty the next day, she goes to the police station and say, "Hey, I was down that same alley, and I could probably identify that man." So they put in a lineup, and she said, "That was the man that was in the alley." And then they booked him and say, "Hey, we got you. You've been eyewitness." But she said, "There's one thing that troubles me. Why didn't he attack me?" And then so the captain said, "Hey, let me go ask him why he didn't attack you." What the man said, "I didn't attack her because she had those two big men beside her." I'm telling you, that's probably true. Here's why. Check this verse out here. Look at Psalms 91, verse 10 through 11. Now I'm going to show you why this is important to the night. Psalms chapter 91, 10 to 11. Man, I tell you, this is good stuff here. "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy way." I'm telling you, you better know that there is a battle going on. Satan wants to kill you, and God is protecting you from seen and unseen dangers. Things we don't even see, he is protecting us, and we don't even know it. God, think about that. Did you make your angel work today? But here's why I brought this out. Let's go back up to verse 2. Verse 2, and I'm going to read it. Verse 2. It says, "And had taken the women captive that were therein, they slew not any." I don't know if you know about war, but normally when you're in war, you kill somebody. But God was protecting David's people even when David wasn't there. You see, the problem got in because some of the men thought David should have left them back to protect Ziklag. But David said, "Hey, the Lord will protect us. We're going out and we're going to fight. God's going to protect home." And he did. You said, "Wait a minute, but it was burned down and our stuff got taken." But nobody was lost. He protected them in the midst of trials. What I want you to know here is that all that stuff David went through, this was his last test before he becomes king. In a few chapters, he becomes king of Israel. But this was the last test for him. And it was a tough one. When it hit home, what will your response be? That's why the home is so important. What happens in your home will determine.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.